Rav Pinchas on Shabbos. He says a very nice thing, very, 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 very nice thing. he says that, I was saying like one part of the of one parak. He says that a person comes to Shabbos and want to get something out of Shabbos. What do we want to get out of Shabbos? Rishvus, we want to get a Torah. Sukkot, we want to get Simcha. Pesach, we want to get Chavos. But what do we want to get out of Shabbos? What are we looking, when Shabbos comes, we're trying to get something out of Shabbos. What are we trying to get out of what are we mitzapah to Shabbos should bring us? Is my name Shaila? You have the Shaila? We're waiting for Shabbos, waiting for Shavuos to get Torah, Sukkot to get Simcha, Pesach to get Chavos. But what are we waiting for Shabbos for? What will Shabbos give us?
I feel like most people would answer rest. Menucha.
Menucha, right.
But Abu Rotsu. Yeah, Menucha.
Menucha.
The
what? Oh, he says his teretz is on Shabbos we can make kesher with Hashem. That's what we can make kesher with Hashem on Shabbos is a yom of kesher with Hashem.
And we can't do that the whole week.
We can, but it's easier on Shabbos. It's easier on Shabbos. Make kesher with Hashem is easier on Shabbos.
What about Shabbos makes it easier? Some core Shabbos.
Yeah. But what about Shabbos makes it a lot easier.
Easier to have
a kesher. You have a kesher, yeah.
Why isn't the pasha that's just no tear down rest of anything else, no work, no anything?
But if you don't know what I get, then you won't get it. You'll rest, you'll eat, you'll learn, it's all, you know. Shabbos goes by like, yeah, Shabbos goes by. It's nice, you know, nice, but what was gotten out of Shabbos, you know? And maybe if we know what we want to get out of Shabbos, they won't get it.
What does it say
that
they're supposed to rest on Shabbos?
It says the Menucha. It says, Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. Menucha, whatever Menucha means. It says, Bo Shabbos, it says in Rashi, Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. But see, we were saying that Kiddush, Rav Pinchas says, what are we getting out of Shabbos? We get Shavuos, we got Torah. We got Torah out of Shavuos. We got some Kabbalahs. Everyone made a Kabbalah on Shavuos, some Kabbalah on Shavuos to get something in Torah on Shavuos. But Sukkot, we got Simcha. And Pesach, we got Kher. But what does Shabbos give us? What does Shabbos give us? So he says, Shabbos gives us Kesher. Kesher with Hashem. That's Shabbos. But where do we see that? Kesher with Hashem. Where do we see that? Where do we see that? That Shabbos gives Kesher with Hashem. Where do we see that? What?
There was no soup.
Yeah, Zug. But the Midrash says that Shabbos is the Zug of the Klal Yisrael. Right, maybe, yeah. He didn't say that. Right? Shabbos, every day has like a wife. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But Shabbos has no Zug. Shabbos says Hashem. I have no Zug. So Klal Yisrael is your Zug. Maybe that's...
How does it help me actually in my life? Like, how do I get more of a
Kesher on Shabbos? So you have to look for it. Like, the davening. Davening is very important on Shabbos. Shabbos davening, Maariv, Shabbos, Shacharis, Mincha, Psukah Zimra. Shabbos morning is very chashuv. Shabbos morning, Psukah Zimra is very. Is it called Keshu with Hashem is gotten through Psukah Zimra of Shabbos morning.
Zimra, right?
Shavuot,
Rabbi didn't have enough time to say
Psukah
Zimra.
No, I started early. Yeah, I start with that. I started early. Yeah.
What about brachas?
Me, Rabbi
made brachas.
Before, yeah. Yeah, I started davening Rosh Hashanah at 4:10. 4:10. Yeah, in where we learned. Then, yeah, I can't dance with him.
All the things that Rabbi just described, and then Rabbi said, well, where do we see the kesher? Everything that Rabbi talked about. How come all of those things are not just individual ksharim with Hashem?
What
is Epsuket de Zimra?
Epsuket Zimra.
We talked about learning.
Learning, right.
We talked about Shabbos Menucha, taking a nap.
Right.
We talked about eating, all the Shabbos Sulis of Tzimisha.
Yes.
Why is that not the Kesher? Yeah, really
right.
Has a question. Why is that not the answer?
The Yom Tikkun's Kriya Sotero.
It's a Kesher with the Divine Yisrael. Right. How come the question is not the answer?
No, yeah, but the just is, we have to know what we're aiming for. That's it. It's not to know why Shabbos gives us.
This is a simple Shabbos.
It's a nice day. I learn, I eat, I rest. It's a nice day. That's how everyone will say. Most people say that. No, most of them.
Just
nice
for the next whole week.
Whole next whole week, right. I rest. I'm not so tired. I can rest a bit. I can rest. I can relax. That's how people will say.
You're saying it's nice to do
the
Hashem,
it's
to us.
Yeah, yeah. So, you want to get
Kesher, 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 Hashem. There is using this Hashem. It's not what some people saying.
Right.
But is it not true? Everything that we just said, is that not true? Shabbos and all these things?
Menuch, but
it's not the
Ikar. It's an Ikar, but Almanas to get Kesher. That's all Shabbos. Kesher.
What I'm asking is, aren't these things. Don't these things build Kesher?
No.
How does sleep build Kesher?
Not at all. I've done it many years.
Davening doesn't build Kesher. Learning doesn't build Kesher. Why do we learn every day?
Only if you want Kesher. Only if you know what you're aiming for. If you know what you're going to.
Every day when we learn, we're not building Kesher with Hashem.
We are, but it's not known. People don't know that.
I'm learning now because I want to create a graduate career to Hashem. You're not just studying.
People don't know that. They no idea. Yes, money. Why learning?
Tam
Torah, mitzvah.
Is this the same as what Rebbe said before Shavuos, which was you have to have in mind that you want to be Makabel?
Yeah. We have to have in mind what we're aiming to. That's a big issue. It's so narrow.
Can I say over a big issue that's going on now?
Yeah.
In Arzei Habira.
Yes.
That was Mosir Ali there, Shmaya Hauer, Binyoni Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shmaya Hauer Shlita, he's a Rav in Arzei Habira, who's Mosir. That I think I mentioned to Rebbe that this year is Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos.
What is this? It's coming here.
Are you serious?
Check it.
Rosh Hashanah is coming out Shabbos now?
Yeah, like it was 3 years ago in 2023. And Reb Shmaya said an unbelievable mashal. I don't know if Rebbe's going to like it so much, but the mashal is MS, and it's what we're talking about. That there was a person who was summoned to the palace to be judged by the king if he's going to be Chayav Misa or not. And he tried to bring all of his chavirim, anybody, the king said, anybody who knows any to be more zchus on you should come. And there was nobody that was able to come. Everybody was out of town. There was nobody to come. And it was very scary for the person until his wife came. And she said, am I saying something wrong?
No, Rabbi said this.
This says the Aruch HaNer. You're saying the Aruch HaNer.
Rabbi said this.
This says in the Aruch HaNer. You're saying the Aruch HaNer. The Aruch HaNer says
right.
This.
That's what I was saying.
The holy Aruch HaNer says this.
The Aruch HaNer says
this. I put the sefer.
So, and then. And the person's wife came. Okay,
this is the person's wife came. This mashal, this Ochanya.
Did the Rebbe say it?
No, you say that. I didn't see it in a long time. You say no.
The person's wife came and said he's a very good person and the king had racha. the next person, the next year, somebody else had to be judged. And also, there was nobody available, and his wife came. They said, how did he get out of it? They said, his wife came, and it was Moir Rachim, and the king saw his wife, and she was all bruised up. And he said, why are you all bruised up? And she admitted that her husband really doesn't treat her so nicely, but he asked her to come be Moir's chus for him. The king said, not only am I not being, you're not being Moir's chus, you're showing me that he doesn't even treat you nicely, and he got a worse punishment. So the mashal, obviously, the nimshal is to Shabbos, that on Rosh Hashanah we don't have the Tekiah Shefer. And therefore our only hope of being Moir Rizchus is that Shabbos comes, our wife, like Rabbi said, that Shabbos, we're married to Shabbos, and is going to be married to us. But if she comes in front of the king bruised up because we have no relationship with her, we have no kesher with her, and we don't treat her nicely, then it's going to have the opposite effect. So now we have time, now it's the middle of Sivan, we have a few months until Rosh Hashanah, let's make a kesher with Shabbos. Let's turn our sudas into a sudas of Remimus. Let's turn zmiras into something that's bringing us closer to Hashem. Let's turn davening into something that's a real experience, not just when is it over and when is the Kiddush. Let's turn our learning Shabbos afternoon. We have long summer Shabbos afternoons. We don't need it. 4-hour naps. We can nap a little bit, and then we can learn, and we can learn with our kids, and we can make it into a day of relationship with Shabbos, through relationship with our family. I think another nekud is, when it's ma'ira relationship with our mishpacha, with our wife and children, on that day, it's a happy day. It's not just, let me sleep as much as I can. That makes a kesher with Shabbos. I've said enough.
It's
a beautiful thing.
Right, that's Ochanya. You said Ochanya. Ochanya says it. It's a safer, what's it called?
Every year, by the way. Minchas Ani.
Minchas Ani. I bought.
Is that any kesher with what we're
saying? Meaning,
this
and
the same. We're
saying
a kesher
with
the Kadosh Baruch
Hu and a kesher with
Shabbos.
Is
there
anything to do? This is a separate thing. No, this is Shabbos. Shabbos is.
This is
kesher with Shabbos. Shabbos is.
We just make this kesher. It's the opposite. It's not.
We go to Shabbos, we have nice meals, we daven, but we're not having in mind to be with Kashmir. That's not what Shabbos is. This is what Shabbos is. This is, he doesn't mean Shabbos not Hashem. Shabbos with Hashem. I mean, if a person's kavanah to do the Shabbos is to make Shabbos beautiful.
But like he doesn't have in mind that he's going to do a kesher with Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to mind that Shabbos should be nice. So sure you'll have this earth and heaven.
No, it won't be the same thing. No, you won't have Baruch Hanir.
If someone comes into Shabbos, he says, we have a suit, it's beautiful Shabbos, it's mirrors, it's going to be nice, and come early to Dami. His kavanah is not going to be a kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. His kavanah is the beautiful Shabbos.
But then he doesn't have the Baruch Hanir.
He won't even have
the Baruch Hanir. The Baruch Hanir, Shabbos with Hashem. Not Shabbos alone, not with Hashem. Shabbos is with Hashem.
Shabbos alone, but I don't think we've always talked about Shabbos. We never mentioned it, but we were never talking about Shabbos alone.
Yeah, but people are not aiming for that. People don't know they don't this basic issue. No, Moshe knows it. But I didn't know it. Now I know New Yisrael. We're aiming to get Kiddush with Hashem, making a Shabbos with Hashem. That's Achanya. It says it. Achanya is Marich Moed.
I know. I saw it often. I forgot.
Yeah, Mechas Oni. It was a big sefer. Mechas Oni.
We sat in the back and we learned this.
So this is.
Does Rabbi describing that? Rabbi saying from all of these things, mimeil built kesher. If a person goes through their whole life and they become an incredible masmid without thinking about Hashem, but they're learning Torah as Alekim, they're 100% going to build kesher with Hashem.
They won't.
We're all learning
Hasmada, and they're far from Hashem. You have to know what you're aiming for. Right? People don't know this. People learn Torah, forget about Hashem. Torah, Pesachim, Shachas Ari, Hashem is not in their mind. B'chol. You have to have Hashem in your mind. Right? There's a famous going. It says, the first Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch says, the first Rambam, 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 the first Rambam the Tamid, who Hagadol b'Torah, over Milas a Tzadikim, and the Goyin, the Gra says on this mate, there Kol Milas a Tzadikim. This is the whole Milas. Is the there Kol Milas? What is the Rambam? The Tzadik Rambam, the Hagadol b'Torah over Milas a Tzadikim. Says the Goyin, there Kol Milas a Tzadikim. This is the whole Milas a Tzadikim. This is the Milas. Not this is one.
Is all Mala.
That is the Mala.
They know that they're
Yeah. Not this is one of the Mala. This is the whole Mala.
Every sit up from our first point, I think would be said over the people that weren't, but didn't. Why don't people something as I? And you said back because you're not learning with the mindset something like this.
So you're not learning with that this Hashem's Torah. People learn abstract, but they're not learning that Hashem is. See, you know, there's the Rafael Brim always said over this is so. The Rambam wrote the Perusha Mishnayis, and the Rambam says, Omar Hashem is Allah. This pasuk, he keeps saying who Omar is Allah. He keeps saying Hashem said this and this. In the Perusha Mishnayis, he's talking about learning. He says Hashem said this. And Hashem said also. See, he's talking about Hashem said this and this and this. The Rambam says in Perusha Mishnayis, he keeps saying Hashem said this and this and this. Not that there's a pasuk bebedika, betul, tashbisu, treifa. Hashem said this. Hashem said this. Hashem is saying all this.
This
the Goyin says this. The whole matter of tzaddikim. Not this is one of the matter. This is the whole matter. The Goyin of here in. John Earl says this.
In the Sefer of Orchis Vikreg, it said that he used to. Vikreg, we still have Mishnah. Shama Yemir Motzen Hashem is Tomen. Hisilva Yemir Motzen Hashem is.
It says where? In the. What? In Stagba?
No, Vikreg.
This is the Sefer. What was it?
Orchis Chayev, one of the two volume Sefer.
Yeah, the Sefer of Orchis Chayev.
On Vikreg.
Yeah, who wrote this?
The historians.
Historians, really? The Sefer called the Sefer called.
Yeah, it's too long. I have it.
Yeah.
Actually, Rabbi got me it once. I think Rabbi got me with one of the volumes.
I don't have it. Okay. I bought a few.
I think so.
Maybe this was a mile of Yisrael Tzadik also, no?
Yeah, this one's Tzadik. Yeah.
The first one in the Torah called Tzadik.
Yeah. So this is a Chiddush Gadol. That we have to. We're looking to get Hashem, and learning, davening, eating, working, sleeping. We're all working towards Hashem's Kesher. This is a big Kiddush. It's not Mimela. People can learn all their life. Say, right, I learn, but not with is the going. It says over here in Shulchan Aruch, this is the Hamayla. Shibisi is the whole matter. That is the whole matter of tzaddik.
The person learns his whole life without this going. Not doing anything.
No, it's something. No, not nothing. It's something, but he won't get to the matter. He won't become a stipler. He won't become the shach. He won't become the gra. Not Rav Kiriga. He'll become a nice bomb. Then you know.
We say every Jew says this. Shulchan Shulchan Mitzvah is a mitzvah.
Yeah, but do they mean that or the same words? Right? I think the same words. Ketshanu, Mitzvaysa, Mitzvanu. We mean that what we say? Words. Say it is the big Kiddush, no? Kiddush. Why are we learning? If somebody, why are we learning? Say it is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We'll say that, which is true. Yeah, we're saying another. We're learning to get to Hashem. The Goyin says this. This the Homayla. This the Goyin says this is the Homayla.
Shulchan Aruch.
Biragro.
This is the
first Goyin probably also. First Goyin. The first Goyin said this is the Homayla of Tzadikim. We're going to Shabbos, right? See, this is Ochaniyah is very important. Ochaniyah says this. This says the Ochaniyah. Shabbos is the wife. comes in meilitz. So you have to have Shabbos meilitz on your zoros. Shabbos is done. We're eating, we're sleeping, learning, nicely, but not
Shabbos. We come literally, this is all part of making a relationship.
The Aruch HaNer is giving his mashal because of Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos?
Yes.
Because normally you have the shofar takes to Melody
and
you.
That's what it is?
Yeah. The Aruch HaNer says, that the Churban by its Rishon and by its Sheni was on years where the Shabbos was on Rosh Hashanah.
Were there any good years that happened then?
He says it can be very good or not very good.
Are there any good years? It could be.
Yeah, it could be.
All the examples are bad years.
Yeah, if you
would
start keeping Shabbos.
So, is there any examples of a good thing that happened
in
the year?
He says he reckons out many things. Every Churban was on a day with which we didn't have Shofar. With Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos.
Just one day. Just one day. There's 2 days for Shabbos.
Only one day. The first day.
First day
is the Ikra. He's a whole history. He goes to the history of Christ, the Och HaNer. He goes to the wrong piece, history of Christ. He figures out with the years, the tour, the Rambam.
I mean, what good thing happened in a year that...
I don't know.
No, because I feel like Yiddish. Like, there's good things that happen too. Like, what?
Start keeping Shabbos properly. I know.
You must keep Shabbos properly. So, let's say, what can we do with the Maisa to make Shabbos properly? How can we make Shabbos better? Mm-hmm. We have to say it.
Something? Sorry.
Say, please say.
I only want to say something that Shlomi Bala told me, not me, he told the Chabur a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's something that I told Shlomi actually very recently that I still do this. It's helped me a lot.
Yeah.
It's something very simple.
Yeah, what is it?
It's challenging, but it's... That is, he told us that the person should not take out their phones until 15 minutes after Havdalah.
That's after Shabbos. Rebbe's not relating, but it's a question for a lot of Shabbos.
Not to run out of Shabbos.
The phone? Which phone?
People have moving telephones that are not attached to wires.
The phones have information.
The idea was that when they said, show Shabbos that you're not running away from it, that you're anxious just to get... To move on.
In America specifically, it's a big machla where before they even make Abdullah, the second they say, even in Meir, but I don't know, they're already on their phones checking the news, checking their email, checking their WhatsApps. It's something that's not considered. We spoke about it a few years ago in the name of Rabbi Daniel Asher Kleinman, who spoke about it in his shul in New York. And that, for sure, not before Abdullah, but even after Abdullah, sit for 15 minutes and think about what did you get over Shabbos. He said, even write down a thing or two, you heard a vart over Shabbos, write it down, and then you can turn on your phone.
Oh, that's good. Maybe that's good. Maybe we should write down after Shabbos what word we heard on Shabbos.
Some people do can write down and do what?
That's afterwards. After
candles. What, afterwards? You do candles afterwards?
Afterwards. They first write down.
Candles?
What about going to Shabbos before Shabbos to stop us?
No, not the two.
Yago's
talking about Rebbe's candles. No,
Yago's
talking about Rebbe preparing for the next
week.
I'd like to do candles. We heard a new Gon, a new Rashba, a new Masha, a new Shlomo. No, we should write down after Shabbos what we heard on Shabbos. That was very good, no?
When we come back from Maariv?
Yeah, after Maariv, Abdullah, write down what we heard on Shabbos. We heard a Gon, we heard a new Rashba, a new Masha.
Sometimes we wait for Abdullah for a long time. We could do it before Abdullah.
Yeah, for Abdullah. Yeah, we said
in
already.
Some houses, there's things going on.
Yeah, so we said it. We said in Hashemesh.
What else
can
we do?
Are we
going to
hear something before?
That's very good.
Why is this not good? Right. See, and Shabbos, Rabbi Geffen spoke in the Kamenitz Shlita, and he said this is the person who passed away and he's buried in Har Menuchos, and the Kever says he learned Roshona and Beitza 4,000 times.
What? Really?
Yeah, four Arba Elefami.
You need to find this guy.
When was this?
I didn't count that.
Hamenuchas?
Hamenuchas, how did it happen? Because the person, his eyesight was failing, and he, doctor said, he'll lose eyesight soon. So he said, and he has to make an operation on the eyes. He said, how long can I put it off? Half a year. So half a year, he started learning Rosh Hashanah Beitzah. He learned it maybe 50 times, 30 times. Then the operation was Matzliach. He said, oh, then he left his work. He used to work, left to work. All his life, learned Rosh Hashanah Beitzah. He looked to thank Hashem for having the eyes.
Wow.
Arab Allah Pamin. The history of Israel, it's a marvel. Every korban was on that year.
Holocaust
was also? Holocaust. No, Holocaust.
The
there are pogroms in the time of the Shah.
So what should we? This doesn't give a chizak to do anything. It sounds like no matter what way I see it right now. Is no matter what, it's
going to
be a bad year.
No.
That's exactly what he said. Look, every year this happened, this is what happened.
Why is the Aruch not telling us that? Because it's Biyadena to do something about it.
Biyadena to do something about it.
Nachman says, think good, it'll be good.
So
this is very good. We should write down after Shabbos what we got from Shabbos. Very good. Is that very nice?
Feelings of things that we heard.
We heard Chidushin on Shabbos.
Maybe saying either or only
two. No, either.
Say feelings.
Any feeling we got.
For Shabbos, I'm afraid for the next Shabbos.
No, because we'll
look at it.
We'll look out. What did I hear? Well, I heard. I'm going.
You hear something. Coming to Shabbos.
I heard a new Chiddush, right?
I have to write it.
I know, I'm writing it, so.
How's it kosher to Shabbos? Every day, I think. What did I hear today?
Shabbos is Hashem's day.
No, we have to hear about it now. We shouldn't wait till Rosh Hashanah and they'll say.
Right.
Now we have to start making a kosher.
Yeah.
This Shabbos. Pasha's Baal Yitzchak from Ostakos.
We
spoke about Moshe
Shabbos.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time connecting to this whole thing that we're not going to get kesher without actually thinking about the kesher.
You do it already. You're good.
You're
awake while you're
thinking about Hashem.
Right, you have
without thinking about it, I mean, Yuchas Shabbalilam, that I'm not thinking about it, I'm getting it anyway.
Yeah, because you're a Baal Darga. Okay. I need this. We're going to have
a test. Is there something we could do, though, for. Now we spoke about Motzei Shabbos, by writing down a Chiddush for
Shabbos.
After Shabbos, what we got on Shabbos. Is there something we could do on Shabbos?
I know it. We can write down what we say on the Shabbos table. Every day, write down nice veritim, not lama shiveritim, simple things we'll say on the Shabbos table. What? Write down Tuesday, what I'll say, Shalosh Shabbos, then Wednesday, what I'll say, Yom Shabbos, Shalosh Shabbos. But you have to have good veritim, something good to say.
Someone hears like a good story. A good story, yeah. So we should write it down.
Write it down. The story. Yeah.
So how's
the thing
about Shabbos? That's
Right. We have to say, I want Shabbos kesher with Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. Kesher.
To say, well.
Yeah. How
we'll say.
Before we start
Shabbos, to say, I want. Hashem is coming. That's right in Dodi. Dodi is coming to Kala. What's Dodi? Hashem is Dodi. Kala is Klal Yisrael. Hashem is coming to us. Right? We should be having in the Chod Dodi this. The Chod Dodi, the Gras Kala. Hashem is coming to us. We want Dodi, Kala. We want What?
We need the zeres from Sas like we had.
That was it. Yeah, we had Kabbal Shabbos Mavo. Pam
V'chayim, right.
Very nice, Kabbal Shabbos, right. I never heard it before. I never heard that before. You heard it before?
I've heard similar, but not like that.
Right. Once in life, we have Kabbal Shabbos. Once in life. This is Chad Dodi Graskala. Dodi Graskala. Dodi Graskala. This is Chad Dodi Graskala. Dodi. Dodi. Hashem. Dodi. Kala. We'll be having this Chadodi Graskala.
How do you end up the last line?
Kali. When? Right. What? How do you? What's
that? If it's Hashem coming to greet us.
Yeah. Right. Right. Very good. He's asking, how do you? What's the oisfiel? Finish out from the Kabbalah. How does that stem? Dodi Kala, Dodi Hashem Kala. We're the Kala. Right. I guess with the Shabbos, we'll have this. The Shabbos will bring this. Dodi the Kala, Shabbos the Kabbalah, and we'll get this Dodi the Kala with Kabbal Shabbos. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you very much. Hashem is coming to us. Dodi Graskala. Christ was the Kala, and the Dodi is Hashem, Pashto Dodi. Hashem is coming to us. Hashem is coming to us. So we're greeting Hashem. Dodi Graskala. Dodi is coming to Kala, to us.
Dodi is also the Shabbos, no?
No, Hashem, no. Dodi is Hashem. Dodi.
The Shabbos, the Kala, who's the Shabbos?
The Kala. Kala is the Shabbos.
I think it's a Shabbos. The Kala is us, or Fidim Hashua, Kali is the Klal Yisrael. Don't say that in Mashua.
I'm asking Hashem, Chodoy, Hashem, come to the
Kala. Come to us. We're saying Kesha.
Through Shabbos, you're going to bring us in?
Yeah, with the Shabbos, we're going to get that Kesha, Dodi, Kala. Very nice. Dodi, Kala. Very nice. That's the Chodoy very well. Say it very, no. That's not right. Hashem should help us. Thank you very much. Very, very chashid. Ochanir. It'll be a very good year. It'll be a good year.
Amen.
Very happy.